I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that...
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590, The Fan, Angelo Viola, Stephen Labadie over there bobbing that hatted hair. Derek Matteo, Jessica Ellis on the board as usual. And that music tells us our good friend Jerry Ouellette from Chaga Health and Wellness is back with us on the line. Of course, he is the Chaga Meister. You may have caught him recently at Toronto Sportsman Show. He was a presenter there, which was rather interesting. Good morning, Jerry. How are you, buddy?
Life is good, Ange. And you?
Wonderful. Thank you. I haven't heard from you in a while. I thought maybe you were vacationing.
Yeah. No, I wish. No, today I'm up at the Kawartha Sportsman and Cottage Show in Lindsay.
I didn't get a chance to catch your presentation at the Sportsman Show, the Toronto Sportsman Show. How did that go?
Oh, yeah. It went well. It went well. It was very informative. A lot of people gained a lot of information and got a lot of good questions from a lot of people. So that's the big thing, is getting the information. That's why I do a lot of these events, is to inform people about Chaga and what it's all about and the benefits and how to use it and how to harvest it in a sustainable way.
Now, we talked to Brad a few minutes ago, and he was harvesting maple sap and stuff. It's maple syrup season. In the event here of Chaga, of course, that is collected in the fall of the year, right?
Well, actually, a couple things. With the maple syrup, birch syrup runs after maple syrup, and you try to harvest your Chaga when there's no syrup in the tree. And so normally that's after the leaves fall and before the birch syrup starts running, which is about a month after the maple syrup's done.
Now, so, I didn't even realize that there was a birch sap and syrup and whatnot. Is that do people consume that?
Yeah, a lot of people do, especially in Western Canada. It's more popular than maple because there's more birch trees than maple trees out in Western Canada.
Right.
But a couple things, you know. So I couldn't figure out why, and I couldn't find any details as to why they suggest not to harvest when there's birch sap in the tree. And when you look at maple syrup, you know, you get the different colors of maple syrup. You get the light and the dark.
Yeah.
You know why one is light and why one is dark? Most people don't. I've even met producers that didn't know why.
Okay. And we're about to find out.
The reason is the light syrup is early in the season and the dark syrup is at the end of the season. And the reason it goes dark is because the tree naturally develops bacteria that turns the sap dark. And that's why it turns dark.
Whoa.
So as a result, yeah. So most people didn't know that. It's not a bad thing. It's just that's why the dark maple syrup is dark, is because of the bacteria that the tree is normally developing.
Is there a difference in taste at all or no?
Yes, you'll find that the lighter stuff has a sweeter taste.
Okay.
And that's why they gauge the... or they rate the different colors of maple syrup, is to give you which flavor it's going to be. There is quite a difference from the light stuff to the darker stuff.
Okay, so why, you said earlier on that you should not collect Chaga when the syrup is running in the birch trees. Why is that?
Well, I couldn't find any verifiable data to say why you should or shouldn't, but I'm assuming that it was because of the bacteria found in the sap that would run through the Chaga. And then you try to minimize the amount of birch bacteria in the Chaga to make sure it's as pure as possible. And I'm assuming that's why, but it's really hard to find data that says that. And I found stuff that says it's good to harvest all year long, but we try to comply with the best practices that are out there. Yeah.
What's new in Chaga? Every day somebody is coming up with some new benefit of using this product. What's happening lately?
So, well, you mentioned we were on during the Toronto Sportsman Show, the CBC release that talked about changing hair pigmentation.
Yes.
I actually found somebody that was using it for that in conjunction with the Chinese herb, and she showed me how her hair was turning from gray back to the original blonde color, and it was eliminating all the gray, which was really surprising. Because I never heard that until we brought it up in that CBC article, and then I actually happened across a person who said, and look, my hair's changing color. And I said, what? How'd you do that? Anyway, so I found out which Chinese herb, in conjunction with Chaga, she was using to reinitiate her original hair pigment.
And you could you share that with a good buddy of yours? Because let me tell you right now, just using Chaga alone is not changing my hair color. All right, if anything, it's going the other way.
If there was a camera in this room,
yes.
And Angelo mentioned when you Jerry, when you mentioned about hair color, he just slowly puts his hand up like there's people watching him except for me.
Oh my goodness!
Oh yeah, it was surprising. But hey, you had a whole bunch of interesting stuff on the plastic in the dumps. I can tell you why the plastic gets done.
Yes.
The way it does.
Okay.
And so, okay, so what happened was most people don't realize that about 90% of the garbage leaves the province of Ontario.
Okay.
And part of the conditions and the agreements to go to Michigan, where most of it almost all goes, is that there's a minimum amount of plastics in the garbage that goes out there. And the only way the province can do it was by recycling all the plastics here and eliminating it from it going to the Michigan dumps.
Okay,
so it's collected here.
Okay, but there was no plan. So the only reason was to remove it from the general garbage disposal, right? But there was no plan put in place to do something with it?
Bingo. Exactly.
Wow.
So and that's where the difficulty was, is that in order to get those agreements to be able to ship Ontario's garbage to Michigan, we had to eliminate it. And the only way it could be done in order to reduce it, to get it to the minimal numbers required, was by having that recycling done from the populace at large, as opposed to the commercial reductions.
Interesting.
And that's why it got done. Most people don't know that.
Were you at that point, you were in government, right? So you know this is inside information.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Okay. It's another one of those secret government plots.
I love it. I wanted to mention before we move on, because we were talking about maple syrup, and you're the Chaga Meister. I want to remind you how wonderful. I want to remind folks that are starting to consume Chaga in various ways. One of the ways I found that it was absolutely outstanding was in maple syrup. Is that product still available?
It's actually, the sap started. So what happens is, to my knowledge, like I get a lot of copycats, as soon as I put something new on the market, there's other ones that come out. Right. I developed a process where I infuse large quantities of Chaga actually in the sugaring process.
Right.
And I will have it available, but it's only at the markets or at shows because I don't produce enough of it.
Right.
And I will get you some because I know the father-in-law loves it as well.
I was going to say, you know, if you had a good buddy that, you know, loves that stuff, I'm sure you could, you know, steer him in the right direction.
we'll take care of you, same as always. But, yeah, it was quite a process. Like, normally you can probably put off a batch of maple syrup in about a day and a half. This takes me about a week to produce. It's a lot slower in order to make sure that you get the benefits in the Chaga, in the maple. And it's not just as if it's blended together. It's actually an entire process that we've developed. And I've got all the machinery to make it happen and make sure it works the way it should. So it's taken a while, but
For those of you listening that want to get more information on this rather incredible product, it's been around for a gazillion years. We're just starting to notice it now in the Western Hemisphere, but it's been around forever. You can check it all out at ChagaHealthAndWellness.com. That's Chaga, Chaga, HealthAndWellness.com. And Jerry will be more than happy to answer any and all your questions. So where are you right now, did you say?
I'm at the Lindsay Fairgrounds at the Kawartha Sportsman and Cottage Show. Perfect. And it's going very well. It's very good. It's a good number. Good show.
And I'm sure if somebody listening that's listening to this program that takes the initiative to come and see you at that locale, I'm sure you would have something nice for them. I'm positive of that.
Absolutely. You can try the Chaga Maple. It's something actually it goes over very well. It's quite surprising. It's not like maple. It tastes pretty different, but it's good.
Jerry, we thank you as usual. Keep up the good work, my friend.
Anytime, and we'll drop around with your Chaga Maple fix the next week.
There, it worked.
Yeah, because you rated our friggin'
Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate it, man. Jerry, okay. Jerry Ouellette, ChagaHealthAndWellness.com. If you haven't read about this amazing natural product, you need to do so right away. That's all I can tell you. I can't say anything other than that.